Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's been a chaotic last few weeks here in Los Angeles, but I'm back, and I have a new guest. Today we're chatting with Jay Ham, and let me tell you guys, he's the man. This is one artist you have to keep on your radar. He has new music coming our way. I know I'm so excited for it. I hope you guys are just as excited as I am. And today we're chatting about dream collaborations, production, fans, and more. Be sure to listen to the full segment to hear a very special announcement from Jay. This is an exclusive segment and Friday feature.
With Alessandra G.
Hey Jay, how's it going?
What up, what up, what up? How you doing, my dear?
I'm doing pretty well. I mean, just trying to survive the coronavirus, you know, that's what I keep having to say. But how are things by you with this whole craziness going on?
I hear you. I'm doing good over here. Me and my family are doing good. And, you know, me and my girlfriend recently had a baby about a year and 3-4 months ago. So it's honestly been kind of different, you know. Obviously being a parent is, you know, just trying to get acclimated to that lifestyle as well as doing it during all the pandemic and COVID and, you know, situations going on. But it's been nice to spend that family quality time to get to know just, you know, the parenting lifestyle and that aspect and everything. So it's been one hell of a journey for the past year, for sure. Definitely.
Oh, wow. Congratulations on your baby. That's so sweet.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yeah, he's a little chubster. He's a little, I don't know if he's a baby anymore. He's probably a grown man at this point, honestly. He's probably like a quarter of my weight by this point. So I don't know what we're going to do with him.
Oh my God, that's adorable. Well, I mean, I know you're working on a lot of new music right now. You have a few releases that came out recently, but I definitely want to talk about, you know, that track that's caught a lot of people's attention, Backwoods and Banjos. Now, what can you tell me about that?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites right there, yo. It's crazy because a lot of my songs normally I'm annoyed with by the time they come out because we've listened to them so many times. And when I say we, I'm normally talking about me and my producer, Trey, because he does everything, produces, mixes, masters my music, and, you know, helps me write as well. And then I write and sing and rap. And so it's a real collective thing. But it's one of those songs that for some reason it keeps getting better every time I listen to it. It's like one of the first for me. So it is truly one of my favorite songs. It's a more of a nostalgic song. I grew up in kind of Northern California Bay Area, moved a lot throughout high school, South Dakota, Ohio, shout out to all the people there. So I lived a little Midwest lifestyle, country lifestyle. You know, I'm also half white, so I did grow up on, you know, farming and combining and stuff like that. So I wanted to create something that could hit a bunch of different lanes for people, you know, that could, you know, you could jam your head to, but it could give you the nostalgia of, you know, maybe high school days or country days or drinking days, party days. I kind of wanted to just hit all of it at once because I have friends everywhere. So I just kind of wanted to make something for everybody. And we've been wanting to do kind of go a little bit more country here and there. So that was kind of the start to bring out the banjo and stuff like that. And yeah, it was dope. Johnny Ave, shout out to Johnny Ave and Derek Long. They both helped out with the song. And we were truly just in there making songs for kind of just for the album for the year. And it was an odd session. We had like Hennessy on ice. We were like smoking backwoods and writing music. And then Johnny just was like, yo, let's bring out a banjo. And I had never even been around a banjo yet in a studio. So, and it was interesting because the banjo, I have to give credit to Johnny. The banjo is like is missing a string, super out of tune, like is super old. I have no idea like how he even played what he did. He's a genius. And then Trey pulled it all together. And once we kind of wrote that, do you remember them back days with the, you know, Jansport bag? It was kind of like, oh my God, yo, keep going and just write about like that lane. So it was just a real feel good vibe. I think we were all kind of in the mood and just, you know, it was a really great session. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I remember when I first heard the track, I think it came up on my Discover Weekly. And I was like, oh my God, I freaking love this. And I just had it on repeat. And I was like blown away by just like how relatable it was. And, you know, there were some like, I'm like, hey, I'm not from the country, but like, I
just remember back days, like, you know,
I remember those back days running around, you know, so I was like, damn. And then I had, you had me singing it around my apartment and my friend's like, what the hell are you saying about a backpack? And I'm like, listen, there's a great track. You need to listen to it. And now she's playing it in the shower. So I'm like, you know what?
That's dope. That's super dope. We got to get a shower feature from her.
Exactly. I'm like, you know who I have on the show today? And she's like, who? I'm like, the backpack guy. And she's like, oh my God, I love him.
That's fire.
So, you know, it's crazy. But so like when you hear the song, it's like, damn, like this is the new Old Town Road. But
definitely, yeah.
I remember when I first heard that track and I was like, this is genius. Played that like a bunch of times, and the same thing happened with this one. I mean, it's pretty rare to have a song that blends genres and you're like, what the, like, you're not thinking like, oh, what the hell is this? You're like, oh, this is dope. Like, I want to listen to it over and over again. It's great. So, I mean, it's definitely the new wave, something that a lot of artists are trying out, but only, you know, a few are finding success with. So it was awesome to hear it. And I absolutely loved it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. 'Cause you know, we've been trying to find our sound for a long time, just, you know, just like trying to perfect a sound. And, you know, as when you're a musician, I'm sure a lot of, oh gosh, musicians or rappers can relate, you know, you just try to be like the next guy when you don't know who you are really as an artist yet, you know. So I'm 25 now, but when I was 15, I was trying to be Hobson. When I was 17, I was trying to be this guy and this guy, you know. So, but within through all, and then, you know, I'm 18 and I'm 19 and I start listening to Jason Aldean and I'm like, man, I think I could make a country album, you know. And throughout all that time, it's kind of honed in and came into one thing, because there are a lot of times where people ask me, you know, what's your genre? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't even want to answer that question. Like, because nowadays, you know, you do have the Post Malones, you do have, you know, the people that kind of venture out and do their different things, you know. And I think that is kind of what makes Backwoods and Banjos and some of this upcoming music a lot more dope. It's there's a lot more to it than just one flavor or one style. You know, you kind of can get a little bit of everything. Is this dude a singer or a rapper? I have no idea, but all his songs are dope, you know, like in classics. So it's just kind of what we wanted to do, make something that would have longevity and be able to last, and something you still might sing in the shower in 10 years, you know. Like, we just want people to feel that nostalgia, you know, as life goes on. So definitely, I appreciate that so much, because man, it's been one like journey trying to figure out our sound, and I feel like we're getting there. And now people are telling me like, yo, you should do country music only, do country music only. I'm like, no, don't tempt me.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's pretty tricky these days, because there are people that are like, screw genres. And then you have others that are like, no, you have to pick one. And it's like, come on, like, just make good music. Like, I don't know why we're so stuck in the, what genre are you? Or like, you need to pick what lane you're going in. It's like, does it sound good? Okay, that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. Because that can kind of mess up the process sometimes. You know, I catch myself thinking too much, like, you're worried, like you said, you're worried too much about the genre, you know. There are sometimes I try to stay away from too much rap, like in a song, because I don't want to become across off you know, hood, like, you know. And then there are times I stay away from too much singing pop because I'm like, gosh, I don't want to seem too mainstream and the sellout, you know, like. But at the end of the day, it's really just like do what feels right, you know. And if pop, country, and rock all feel right in your one song, then that's your opinion, and go with it and believe in it. Because for some reason, we believed in Backwoods and Banjos and was like, I don't know what this is, but it's going to be great. And it's getting there, you know. So we're releasing a really dope project here soon. And it's going to have a lot of different styles on it. Pop, hip hop, rap, country, a little bit of reggaeton. And it's really cohesive. It's all comes together. And that was the issue was, you know, 2-3 years ago, I don't think I could make a song that was popish and then make a song that was like Backwoods and Banjos and be able to put them in the same project and it sound right. Where I think now we've gotten to a point where we've understood ourselves and understand what the people like, where we can kind of venture out and do a bunch of things, but still put it on one project and it all still holds together really well.
For sure, 100%. And I want to hear a little bit more about that project because I was going to ask you. I see there's been, you know, some singles being dropped, like Summer Solstice and Ooh La La. And I'm seeing like a little bit of a aesthetic match in their artwork. So is that, are they going to come together?
It's coming, you know. And I've been like, chomping at the bit to like tell people truly. We just had a couple hiccups, like, you know, with some songs, just getting them out and everything and getting them, you know, ready for release. And it was supposed to already be out, and I haven't announced it yet, but it is coming October 16th, which would be in not this Friday, but next Friday. So this would be the first time I'm definitely saying that out loud to anybody. So I'm hype about it, yo. It's really dope. It's 12 songs. We're calling it Sunset Potions, kind of to follow up Wild Potions. It's not necessarily a volume 2 to my last year's album. It's more of just a step, couple steps up, level up, you know. We wanted this out definitely in the summertime. We had this original project done in March, and we were planning for a May release, and then with COVID and everything and our schedules got switched around and stuff, we kind of held things off, and, you know, with the studio being closed for a bit. So we got back in, we made a couple more songs, kind of rejuvenated it up, and yeah, here we are about 9 days away from the release. So I'm happy you noticed the aesthetic, though. That makes me hype that, like, it matches and it looks good.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, there's blue here. There's got to be a project coming. Come on, when is it coming? So I'm so excited that it's on its way. I can't wait to hear it. I mean, I know it's going to be great. Speaking of the project, I really do want to talk about your production because I think it's so unique and it's just so intricate. Like, I absolutely love who, like, I know you mentioned Johnny, and I want to know, kind of, did you have certain influences that you were like, hey, like, yeah, I really want to do breakdowns? And, you know, I mean, I'm hearing like Travis Scott a little bit, and in the like in Summer Solstice, the ending and that whole breakdown and the halftime and everything that's going on, I was like, oh my god, like, this is crazy, I love it. So tell me a little bit about that.
That's funny you even say in the Summer Solstice, because there's a part on the project where we, I want to say it's like an interlude at the end of the song before Summer Solstice. You'll hear me and my producer Trey talking, and it's like me trying to get him to do something, and he's like, nah, I got a better idea. And then Summer Solstice starts, and that's kind of just how our relationship works in the studio. Like, you know, sometimes I'm like, let's do this, and he's like, ooh, but this would be clean, you know. And it's just, it's Trey Wright is the man, but the god behind it all, behind all the madness. He deserves all the credit truly for the production behind my music and helping me build my sound. Like, he's been my best friend for years. I've known him since about 2010, probably, I would say 2009-ish. I moved to Ohio in high school, Dayton, Ohio to be specific. Shout out to Northmont High School. I went to go condition with the soccer team, And I ended up getting hurt. That's a whole nother story. And didn't play with them long. But the only person that I was really fond of on the soccer team that was like kind of cool was this guy, Trey. And his name wasn't Trey at the time. He was going by his real name. But we just kind of kicked it off. We're cool. Didn't really talk for a couple years. Did music here and there. He was always like a really dope rapper in the school, but has always produced, like was making beat packs like at the age of 13. It's ridiculous. Like I'm very biased for obviously him because he is my guy, but I truly say this with no doubt in my mind that he is will be one of the greatest like to ever touch music for sure. What he can do on a computer with instruments is crazy. He just, like you said, intricate. He's just a great person to work with, and he's so focused at all times where you can never distract him. And honestly, we weren't always making music together. He's always done music for other people and still does, but I've never really been his main focus. We've never really been a duo like that until like 2-3 years ago. So now we're really honing in. And yeah, this project is just above crazy levels because nobody else, it's nothing against other producers at all. It's just, I don't really work with other producers because I feel like when producers send me a beat, then I'm chasing the song, you know, like I feel like I'm behind it. Half of the song's already done, you know? So now I got to work extra hard to match this vibe where all the album songs you'll hear were made on the spot. Like me and Trey start with a sound and, oh, I like that, Trey. You know, he'll go through a list of 10, 20, 30 sounds. And when I say that one right there, he'll throw it in. And then he goes the way he thinks that J-Ham sounds and he'll go with it. So it's better to build that way because then we can go along. And we have a song we dropped at the beginning of the year that we kind of do that on. It's much more of an R&B song. It's called Past Tense, but we kind of do like this flip at the end. And I was just like, yo, let's do the past tense flip on this, you know? So he knows like what I'm talking about because we've worked for so long. And I mean, most songs are made in the studio, but that's interesting that you say that because Summer Solstice was actually made in my living room. I think my family was in Arizona. My girlfriend and kid was in Arizona for the weekend. So we had the house. I had the house myself. I turned the living room into like a studio. I was like, Trey, come over, bro. Like, we got to have a session. We got to have a session. And the album was completely done. We had every song on the album already. And we were like a week away from the solstice. So we were like, all right, let's just throw it on the album. Let this be the first song of like the, you know, getting the album out, and we'll drop it on the solstice day and get it going. So I know that was a lot, but I have to give Trey all that credit, truly.
Yeah, he sounds amazing. And it's so funny that you talk about, you know, people sending you beats and you're like, yeah, like I don't want to chase that. And it makes a lot of sense because a lot of times you hear songs and it's like, this beat is crazy, but then the vocals on top are like way off and you're like, oh God, like what type of SoundCloud rapper, what's going on here? You know, it makes a lot of sense because listening to it, it was like the production and the vocals were so aligned and connected that it was almost like you were one. It wasn't like there were vocals and then there was the instrumentals. It definitely stood out to me.
It's super dope to hear that because, you know, most of the times when I'm in a situation like this, I say we, as in me talking about him. And then I'm like, oh, some people don't even know who Trey is. Should I just be saying I? And then, you know, but I do say it because it is like, we are one, you know, like these, there would be no J-Ham without Trey Wright. Like truly, that's, it doesn't work that way. Like, you know, like he's helped me build my sound, you know, and I've, you know, helped him grow and he helps me grow and he inspires me because he pushes me every day. He's so great at what he does. And I'm like, God, I need to be, you know, and every day I'm trying to get better and I swear I get better. Like, and I won't be with him for 7 days. And, you know, and I'll be like, what's up, Trey? And he's like, yo, I got so much better in the past 5 days. And I'm like, how, yo, like you're not even supposed to be this good already. Like we really vibe. We're a real good connection, yo, in the industry, just our music. I hope it lives on forever. So when you're a really good duo, you know, most of it, the music does last because that synergy is there, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And you as a listener, and also I am a musician myself. So hearing that isn't something that just kind of, you know, you can ignore. It's not something you hear all the time. I mean, I definitely pay attention to it and I'm going to gravitate towards that more than a duo that doesn't really have a connection. So it's definitely apparent, like you said, it just keeps getting better. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm excited. I think that there are going to be some great, great tracks coming everyone's way, and they should definitely keep their eye out October 16th.
October 16th, guys. Yeah. And there's actually, you know, there are two other producers on the project. You know, I did sneak over them. Native is the producer of Ooh La La. You know, that's the first person I've ever let single-handedly produce a J Ham song other than Trey Wright. And that probably only went down not only because he is amazingly talented, but he's decent, really good friends with Trey as well. So that worked out. And Johnny Av is a part of a band called Sadakoi. Super, oh my God, their music is just, it's a breath of fresh air, truly, it is. We're all really good friends and all, you know, do music together. I've helped them do some top lines. They've helped me do top lines. But they're the ones on my song Last that I released. And Derek Long, you can hear his vocals kind of throughout some of the songs, backwoods and banjos. You can also hear it on our outro song on the album. So then we make backwoods and banjos and we're like, why don't we do this more, yo? Like, you know, so yeah, it's coming the 16th and it's a lot of good sounds, a lot of good producers and singers behind it too as well. So
that's awesome. I'm super excited for that. And I know you're mentioning a lot of cool sounds. I really just want to know, like, from you, what or who are your influences in the industry? Because, I mean, I'm noticing a lot of different genres, a lot of different influences in my head and from my perspective. But I want to know from you, you know, who is a major influence or who do you listen to and go, oh, that guy's dope. I want to make music like that.
Definitely. Nowadays, it's kind of harder to give, like, current artist influences more because I have a hard time listening to newer music or finding new music that I truly love, you know. Like I like listening to things that I want to put on repeat, you know, and it's not something that's just, yeah, it's all right, you know. So, and I've been having a harder time finding that, and I was asking Trey that, and not in a confident way, but I was more asking, I wonder if it's because now we're decent at music and we just analyze the hell out of it too much, you know what I mean? But modern day musicians, it's rare for me to come by that I really like. I've always kind of stuck to, like, my, you know, my favorite oldies. Like I said, Nelly earlier was a huge one, did a lot of different things. J. Cole has always been my favorite rapper, you know. Nipsey Hussle I listened to a lot in high school and college, just motivation and stuff like that. And on the rap side, that was kind of like, you know, those were really biggies for me in three different styles. And then I did start to get into country music. God, I was a baseball player in Ohio, and I'd literally be in right field and, you know, my first couple games in Ohio, they're playing country music, and that's new to me because in California, I'm like, oh my God, yo, like, what are they doing? In California, it'd be some rap music or something, some Bay Area music, you know, or some mainstream stuff. And sooner or later, after a couple games, I'm like singing Dirt Road Anthem by Jason Aldean. And I'm like, oh my God, no, I am not singing country. What are you doing, Jay? Like, you know, and dabble and Darius Rucker and stuff like that, and really start looking into these people, you know. And then female artists really started to catch my attention. Kehlani is a big one. Destiny Rogers, she's a real new one. But I think modern day artists, if you were to ask, like, who's in my rotation right now, would be, like, my favorites right now are probably Post Malone, Justin Bieber. A lot of interesting artists, definitely, I would say. You know, the internet, Masego. I've always done, like, weird stuff. Smino, like, you know, Selection. I've never been a one-style person. God, I even grew up on listening to Boney James, like, saxophone. Like, I still, like, on a Sunday morning, like, every morning I'm listening to jazz and or Bob Marley, you know, like, if I need to. So, you know, I know my rock, my country, and my Westerns pretty well. So, yeah, I try to take influence from whatever's dope nowadays. And I have no problem saying that. I think a lot of artists try to say, like, I made my sound. I made this sound. Like, he wouldn't have that sound if it weren't for me. But you wouldn't have your sound if it weren't for somebody else, you know? Like, essentially my biggest inspirations were inspired by Tupac and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you're 100% right. I hate when people say like, oh no, I've been working so hard to make my own sound. Like no one can have the same sound that I do. And it's like every single person has influences unless you haven't ever heard a song in your life. And you were making, you know, music out of the womb. I don't think that's how that works. And again, I mean, I'm hearing so many different artists when I listen to every single track, and especially your music. And it makes sense because for you, it never ends. And you have such a variety of artists that you love and listen to. And it's funny that you mentioned Masego, because I, you know, thought of him a little bit when I was listening to your music at first. And I mean, you guys together, that would be crazy. That's definitely a collaboration I would love to hear. I mean, I saw him.
I got goosebumps right now, literally. Don't even say that. That'd be so crazy.
Oh my God. I saw him perform live once, and the guy's wild. I mean, on the saxophone, he's crazy.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend watched him one summer. He goes from like, he'll start off like dancing, then he'll go to drums, then he'll grab like a guitar. And you don't even know he plays all of these things. You just think he plays sax and sings, you know? That's kind of what we just want, you know? It's just, we want to provide that feeling for people. Just like something fun, you know? Like, yeah, I just love anybody with a great personality, truly.
Yeah, he's the man. And I mean, if you opened up for him, that'd be a killer show.
Oh, that'd be dope. I might have to hit him and be like, what's up? After COVID, you need your first opener.
I'm super excited for this new music. I know it's going to be great. October 16th. One final question for you. You know, you have a lot of new people and a lot of new listeners finding your music and getting it recommended to them, like my roommate in the shower, and they're just loving it and they want to know more about Jay. So what do you want to say to the new fans and also the fans that have been around for quite some time and are just super dedicated and ready for this new release?
Man, you know, that's a great question. I just want to tell people, like, one, thank you so much for listening. Like, I remember when we were truly like hype about hitting like 100 listens like in a week. Like, I remember that in high school, you know, and or just somebody like coming back and telling you, yo, I love a song. And now hearing it repetitively and consistently is truly a blessing, like dreaming for this day, you know. First off, thank you. Much appreciated to everybody and much love for that. And second, I just want to tell people, like, we're not stopping, you know, like, I think that's what I want to focus on. Just staying consistent, you know, like sometimes I wonder where my favorite artists are. Like J. Cole hasn't dropped an album in, oh my God, I don't even want to talk about it, yo. Like Kendrick the same, you know, and I know they have their lives. Everybody has their lives. I'm not judging them, you know, but I just want people to know, like, you know, when we get to the top, we're not coming off the top. Like, we're staying your favorite artist. We'll have a country album for you guys. We'll drop a rock album for you guys. We'll drop just a rap album for the people that just want me to rap. So I think that within due time, you know, we'll dabble in every little genre. I'm coming for a Grammy in everything. I need a country Grammy. I need a Grammy at the Latin Grammys. I'm trying to do corridos and everything. Like, I'm not joking, yo. Like, we're going to hit it all. So that's the thing. Just stay tuned, stay around.
Yeah, oh my God. I mean, they're going to love to hear that because, like I said, you touch so many genres and everyone's like, oh no, but I need a J album that's just country. And it's like, well, why have that when you can have it all? It's great.
We were talking about follow-up song after the album. We're going to try to do, we'll probably pull a banda in it, like a Mexican banda, and we'll do like a whole band, and we'll do like probably some, I don't want to give too much away, but we're going to do something really dope for, you know, like the winter time for people to sing at, you know, parties and stuff like that when they're with their family and, you know, taking a drink real quick. So we got music for all vibes and it's not stopping. We literally have a folder of, God, 60, 70, 80 songs that we don't even know what to do with yet. So trust me, we're not slowing down and it's there, guys. So when you ask me, drop more music. We're just trying to be strategic right now.
Damn. All right. Send me that file. No, I'm kidding. That's great. I'm super excited. I can't wait for this album, October 16th. I know everyone else is going to be so excited to hear about it and obviously hear it in just a couple weeks. Thank you so much, Jay, for coming on the show and chatting with me. We had a great conversation. Super excited for all of the new releases. And I just know it's only going up from here, like you said. So it keeps getting better and better. And I appreciate you coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G and just chatting about music, collaborations, and life in general. It's been great.
Definitely. Truly. I appreciate you as well. This was my first podcast and it was lit. It was a dope ass podcast experience. Yo, like what you do is amazing. You're great at your job. Keep doing it. Like I have nothing but love for you and people like you that, you know, just want to sit down and even chat. That's beyond me. You know, like you don't know me from Adam and Eve, like, you know, so it's, I just want to express that. Like I have so much love for like the fact that you do something like this for somebody like me. Like that's from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate it.
Of course. Of course. It's my job. I love doing it. And I love the music.
Count It Down, Sunset Potions, October 16th.
Oh, I'm excited to listen to it on Sunset Boulevard with the windows down. Hey, that's my plan.
I said something like that on my last album.
Shout out to Trey for that production. It's killer. And I'm very excited. I really appreciate you coming on and chatting again.
Definitely. Definitely. I can't wait to hear it. I'm going to keep tuning into you, girl. Keep doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Keep drinking that tea. Keep sipping that tea. You know, keep talking about that good gossip we all want to hear. You know what I'm saying? So give me some real deep gossip on the next one. Okay.
All right. I got you, Jay.
All right.
Huge, huge thank you to Jay Ham for coming on and chatting with me on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. We so appreciate you, and I cannot wait for that new music coming out October 16th. Be sure to listen to Jay's latest singles, watch his music videos, follow him on socials, all of that fun stuff. You do not want to miss a single thing because he's about to blow up, and I can promise you that. I do have one final thing to say. Can you guess? Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.